This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things every week that make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Eli Uden.
And before we get started, we just wanted to quickly mention again, we got the lineup finalized, the ticket link is up, we'll put a link in the description. Our second What a Time to Be Alive stand-up showcase at Stand Up New York. It's going to be Tuesday, October 23rd. I'm losing my mind. Tuesday, October 23rd, 10 p.m.
We're going
p.m.,
crazy.
Two Tuesdays from now. We got a great lineup. We got Josh Gondelman, Joel Johnson, Allison Libby, and Luke Moniz. Luke is a guest
Moniz.
Of the pod.
Luke Moniz.
Luke Moans, Luke Moniz, all the different things.
Yeah. Moni Luke.
And tickets are free. There's a... Just come by. The last one was a lot of fun. This one is going to be just as fun, probably more fun. It's hard to say.
Do you feel any kinship with Luke over both of you being trapped in Instagram bits you can never stop?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say like the first three letters of your last name being M-O-N. I wasn't
sure. No. Not at all. Luke Monahan. Adopt him. Adopt him.
He's young enough to be my fucking son. So live show coming. Check out the link. Get tickets. Come see us and let's hang out. Cool. You may have heard that or noticed at this point, depending on how observant you are, Kath is not with us, and that's
we were testing you.
Yeah, we wanted to get the plug out of the way first, but we this week we figured we get a little time, you know, a little something for the fellas.
It's the fellas podcast.
Yeah, we got the guys here. Kath is couldn't make it, and we're just here, you know, we're just here to be guys. You know,
yeah, we're gonna watch a couple games of football on the old fellavision. You know,
and
that's a TV for the fellas.
And if you hear any construction sounds or anything in the background, that is because we got some guys here doing construction as part of our sort of guy hang.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, we got that.
You know how, like when guys hang out?
We got Tim Allen groaning in the corner.
Groaning.
Whatever that grunt.
I think
groan,
grunting is better. Yeah, groan is a weird way to...
What about a middle ground? Grount.
Tim Allen.
Grounting.
Mortally wounded.
That's the new smize, is grount.
Grount.
Is a groan grunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sound that Tim Allen makes when he's been stabbed in the gut and is bleeding out. we got just the fellas here. We're here. We're just talking about beer and sports and just all that stuff that guys love.
Yeah. did I completely lose my train of thought that quickly? Oh, no. I just know that there's like a fellas joke that Cumtown does, but I don't know what the actual bit is. So if I am doing it by accident, don't blame me. Don't yell at me. I don't know what it is, so I can't avoid doing it. That's also... Dude, I saw a commercial for fucking Last Man Standing, you know, the Tim Allen thing?
Yeah.
And, like, I knew what it was, but I didn't know how bad it was.
Finally, we get some representation on the major networks.
Yeah, like, the clip they used for this commercial, like, the poll clip, was him being, like... It was... The joke was literally someone was, like... It was, like, she's, like, a... I think it was like something liberal idiot, and he's like, "Well, no, that's an oxymoron." Cue laugh track, and I was like, "It's that bad? Like, that's not even like even if someone I knew was like a Republican idiot, and be like, oh, it's an oxymoron." That's like a joke. I guess that's who it's for.
That's like boomer like Twitter reply level humor.
Yeah, that's like dad at the dinner table killing it. Something it's like a joke you do to a telemarketer that calls you.
It's like, look up moron in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of Nancy Pelosi. It's like,
I get it.
Look out.
You don't like Nancy Pelosi, huh?
Yeah,
okay, I get the premise.
Yeah.
Here.
So we're here in the man cave, so we're calling the studio this week because it's just for guys. The guy cave. The man cave.
And also
it's very dark. It's kind of frightening. There's dripping and various sounds.
There's this little a soundboardy thing that we're plugged into here on the table, and it's labeled. This is probably some sound stuff I understand, but it's labeled Matchbox 2, and I want to add a zero to that so badly.
Right.
Please.
That was the second iteration of the band before they fired 17 more guys, and then they got the lineup they needed.
There are 20 people in Matchbox 20.
Every band that goes through different people should have to have version numbers.
Like, yeah. Arcade Fire, V2O. Get into it.
It's like, I'm more into their 1.3 era stuff. I'm not really into the 1.4 stuff.
I like their closed beta stuff. I don't really like their open release.
Yeah, it's where they had secret shows. Only secret shows.
Yeah. What sort of fella stuff have you been up to this week? Let's talk about fella stuff we did.
Just like scratching.
Yourself? Scratching the walls?
Yeah, just peeing with the door open. You know, just guy stuff.
Yeah.
Just cool
just
guy
more stuff than
on the
rats
weekend.
Do. Scratching the walls. Eating a big wheel of cheese.
Scratching the wall. Yeah. Yeah, just doing guy stuff. You know, like burrowing into various homes and finding places where I won't eat poison that's been left for me.
Yeah. I had a home improvement-y weekend. I mounted a television, which is like,
did you ask his
one
permission?
Of the top three. Ooh,
guys.
Ooh. Guys. Oh, I fucked a television.
Instead of like, yeah, guys, like guys.
I have three dicks, one red, one yellow, one white. So I just went in.
Oh, okay. So that's,
I went in through the, I'm looking to get upgrades. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, can't get HD on that dick, fellas.
All I got's USB-C, so I got I got some real problems here.
Oh yeah, you gotta go with it.
Yeah, so you had engineer Dan doing his finest work.
Yeah, we have Shelby the engineer and engineer Dan, my roommate, who's not here.
Eli's friend.
Yeah,
friend.
Well, it was fraught with danger because, I mean, it's too hard to explain, but like basically to mount the television. The television is directly above a deep stairwell, so you have to like bridge that and then like hang the TV.
Are you in like a duplex? You have a new place?
Yeah, it's a duplex.
Oh.
So it turned out great. It looks great. It's Roku. Love Roku.
You guys can watch. You watch just like Chive fail comps on there.
yeah.
And it looks sick.
I've watched fail comps on YouTube
like
at a party. It's pretty good. the Chive stream.
Yeah. They have it at bars.
Do they call something the Chive
stream? There is a Chive stream that goes on at bars.
Oh no!
That I've seen at bars, like in like Midtown, like the bars where like you're like the bar that exists just for people to after work to wait until their train. Like they have they also have like the train screen, like the times.
You know what's so gross about? I mean, there's a million things gross about the Chive or whatever, but like working at an internet like media website for their like galleries of like 7 17-year-olds that'll blow your fucking load, like or whatever the articles they make are. Like they have to have meetings about. Like A/B testing, so they're gonna be like, "Oh, well, we're gonna put a blonde in this thumbnail. We're gonna put a brunette in that thumbnail. See which hair color draws in more engagement."
Yeah,
like that's something that they do.
It's weird to think of the things that come out that are that like sort of, I guess, purposefully like, I don't know, guys that wear like backwards like newsboy caps and like short, you know,
Samuel Jackson.
fine, white guys that do that.
Yeah.
Like that whole aesthetic, but like turned into a website, sort of like there's that much work going on behind the scenes to think about like SEO and all that kind of stuff. That's just crazy to me.
You got to beat all the other websites to when someone Googles jailbait. You got to be result number one.
It's like the guys at Bro Bible are like, what do you think this is? Lad Bible? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, those meetings about your competitors. The guys were lagging behind fucking Barstool or whatever. It's just like insane.
It's like, this isn't. This is the big leagues now, okay?
Yeah. We're pivoting to,
this
I don't know.
Is whatever Maxim is now.
Yeah.
We're not a magazine.
Did Maxim go out of business?
I don't know.
Well, Maxim was always weird, though.
I think they're a website.
Maxim was forever having an identity crisis between going full porn and being like, Maxim was just like Spike TV.
It was just Playboy without nipples. That was Maxim.
But no, then they for a while they were like, but also we're about video games. Like they tried a couple different things.
Yeah.
Well,
because they had they occasionally had like decent longer articles. I feel like.
But yeah, it's like the
just like how Playboy has like actual authors short stories in it sometimes.
Yeah, and in half of Twitter, featuring just feel here
like
and there.
It's funny how like the Playboy thing you like. It's such an ingrained, like, bad joke. I just read it for the article. Is that, like, you feel like you have to apologize. And no, I'm not saying that I, like, even as I'm saying that, I feel, like, the attack coming on.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bet you read it for this. It's like, no, come on, man. Like, we're not. I'm not embarrassed about it.
That's what I would tell you. Like, oh, I have Playboy, but no. I just jerk off to the articles.
Yeah, right.
I only jerk off to the writing.
I've one issue of Playboy.
Speaking of badass stuff, that's got to be up there, like, top badass things that dudes say in movies is when there's a boxer and he's like, cut me, you know?
Yeah.
And they got to lance open that hot bruise. This sounds like two people trying to act like they know what men talk about.
Very masculine.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
Seen it?
Thinking about video games. That's pretty much, yeah.
Manly video games, though. None of it.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. All of the Call of Duty.
None of this. I'm not playing Cooking Mama over here, okay? Although that's pretty fun, I'm told. So maybe I'll check that out
Cooking
later.
Cooking Mama is pretty good. I made a joke to somebody. They're talking about the new Call of Duty. And I was like, oh, yeah, what is Call of Duty 45? And they're like, oh, I think it's actually the 46th. And it's accurate. There's 46 of those games.
They put out more than one a year, obviously.
They put out a fucking million. And it's still, I mean, what do they have to do? They don't have to change anything. It's like, I don't know what they even changed that dudes are excited about. They're like, oh, more guns, more army camo
more
patterns.
Simulated murder for me to commit.
That's some weird shit to be into.
I want it to be as realistic as possible. I want to see the light leave the guy's eyes when I
yeah.
shoot.
Yeah, I want to see 1,000-yard stares.
I want to be able to watch an optional clip of his family getting the news at home, like the guy showing up in the car and taking off his hat.
Yeah,
and ringing a doorbell. That's what I want to see.
The credits are just like a montage of flags being delivered.
That's like, yeah, after you play like battle mode, like whoever comes in last, they get to watch just three different sad families.
But that's like also weirdly like what happens with those games, because like when they started making them in the fucking, you know, like 90s, when literally nothing, no one thought about any entertainment. They're just like, I don't like it or I don't like it. And it was just like army hoorah shit. But then, like,
small soldiers.
Yeah, small soldiers, really. It's just propaganda for the army. You know, kids connect the toys with the army. That actually started to turn into, like, something somebody would publish.
Probably not. Yeah.
But, like, they did that. And then I think once it got kind of, like, maybe it was the violent game stuff or whatever, and it started to actually get, like, where people were just like, hey, why aren't these games just, like, they're like nothing more than like parachute into a rock and kill everybody. Like, and then the way that they doubled down was by trying to lean into the like sense of duty part of like army games. So they did get weirdly serious like that. Like there were, you know,
yeah,
they would be like, oh, the trials and tribulations, like capital W war. Like,
yeah.
It was like, all right.
Well, it's weird because it's like this stuff has consequences. This man, then you just get like the little ding. It's like, you just got the epic slaughter, like, you know, achievement.
Achievement.
Trophy.
Yeah. You got PTSD.
It's like, just got the headshot maniac trophy. Like, pretty sick.
You just knifed 14 children. Yeah. What does it mean to you? Every achievement has like a... But how is that worth it? Was it worth it? That's the last achievement in Call of Duty when you finish the final mission, and the achievement's called "Was it worth it?" And then you have to think about it.
Whoa, man!
Oh shit, dude!
There was that Adult Swim thing that was like the guy who did like Too Many Cooks. It was like the game was like a guy. It was like a Twitch streamer playing a game, and the game was about a guy like reintegrating back into society after war. So he was like living at home with his parents.
Yeah,
and like. Failed a job interview and stuff, and then like the guy would get, it basically became like this like Russian nesting doll. Did you see this thing?
I don't know if I did.
Because then the guy was a Twitch streamer too, the guy in the game, and then he was playing a game, so then it went in further into his game. It's like a super, you know, trippy.
This is like a Hellraiser. This is like a full episode.
It was the Too Many Cooks guy. It's like a 12 minute long thing.
Oh, okay. It's fiction. That almost sounded real. I was like, I would not be surprised if this happened. Yeah, there's a lot of those games now that like I've just had to like tell myself or be okay with myself knowing that like I'm not like when I'm playing video games I'm not in it for that sort of thought. Like these
I don't
like kind
be
of
sad.
Like yeah, these journeys that are like kind of more about like living through your life and doing all that, and I'm like, I've had to do something like, I like to stab people.
Yeah, they have those Walking Dead games where it's like you have to decide whether your child will live or die. It's like, why are you doing this voluntarily? Yeah, right.
Like, shoot
do their heads blow up when you shoot them? Like,
it's just like, what will you choose? Probably whatever X is, because I'm mashing that button as hard as I can.
Get past the talking parts, please.
Get through this.
Yeah, I just got Assassin's Creed Odyssey today, and I found out pretty quickly that you can hit circle to on PS4 to skip the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because I can read fast enough that I can, like, read one line before they say it, you know?
Yeah.
So I can just kind of hammer through. That's much more efficient for me, which is nice.
Yeah. Have you been attacked by the chickens yet?
Saving valuable time. My valuable life. I
may be wasting time on video games, but I'm very efficient.
I only played 45 minutes of it, so I don't think I got to that point yet.
Oh, yeah. Apparently chickens just, like, fucking attack you all the time. Just, like, constantly. It's, like, something you have to worry about.
Just like ancient Greece.
Well, see, I tweeted about it, too, but it's, like, I literally, the thing that's holding me back from getting that game, even though it sounds really good, and I've been told it's really good, is that they forever ago introduced naval battles into Assassin's Creed, and I hate naval battles with such a deep just like burning that I will not buy it, because I know that as soon as I get to the first naval battle, I'm not going to play it again, because I've done that on I think two other Assassin's Creeds where I've played and they'd be like, time for naval battles, and I just like snap the disc in half and throw it away. I was like, good.
Yeah,
fun 5 hours.
What kind of assassination is taking place in a naval battle?
Oh, yeah. Target that old cannon.
Classic assassin move. Just start a naval battle.
The classic, efficient, precise method of assassination known as black gunpowder.
Yeah.
And, like, a cannonball. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, was he on the ship? I guess he's assassinated now. Like, that's like...
Unless he swam to safety. Hey, yeah. We'll find out in the sequel.
Yeah, it's swam down there.
Find out in the DLC that you have to pay an extra $30 for.
Yeah.
Well, I think we guided up enough. Let's get back to the normal podcast here.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do the classics.
Right. Number 5.
All right, guys. Number 5. They've been doing some excavation of a site in Poland. And researchers have been digging up some bones, and
as they are wont to do.
That's right. They found the bones of a small child, and it turns out the child.
Did you say bones?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It turns out this small Polish child died in the first ever submarine with a screen door on it.
Wait, what?
Okay.
I got so thrown by Polish child that I was like, how did they find old bones? And they're like, well, he's Polish. We know that. his little tummy's filled with fossilized polenta. This is a Polish man.
No, so this is the actual headline, which is just tells the whole story. Bones reveal Neanderthal child was eaten by a giant bird.
Yeah.
So they found like phalanges, which are little finger bones, I guess, like little holes in them, little pores that I guess were evidence that they were in the digestive system of a giant animal.
Gross.
And they figured out that it was a giant bird. So this kid either got picked up by a big hawk.
You don't really need to say it's a giant bird. It'd be pretty cool if it was like, this kid was eaten by a very small bird.
Yeah.
A little bit at a time. Peck, peck. Gone, gone.
Kid weirdly was not fighting back. Then it's gone.
Yeah. Kid went to sleep forever and was eaten by a sparrow.
That's right. I thought when you hear that headline, you're like, wow, that means like a huge pelican just came and like scooped this kid up.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's
was screaming.
I can't not imagine a pelican because it's got to be. I mean, I guess maybe it could have chewed him up, but I'm imagining it sort of like whoop, like that's the sound I'm imagining.
Just screaming until there's no screaming. But no, apparently it was just all they found were the finger bones. But they know that so either like it was like a vulture situation where the vulture just kind of like, you know, got a little piece and then went on his way.
They also, when they looked in the bird's stomach, they also found a small cap and a big club. It was Bam Bam. Bam Bam, folks.
I thought you were going to say they found a solar-powered flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Polish
child.
And then
near him was another tiny skeleton with a large helmet with antenna on it. It's just...
It's sort of a greenish hue to this, the bones.
Yeah, yeah. Bones actually a body structure unseen before on Earth.
Unusual. But yeah, so... Man, it's old days. Sucked, man. Sucked being around in those days.
You got to wear the loincloths.
Like,
you're gonna
nowadays,
pants.
Man, if people die, you know, in the future, if they find our bones, they're going to be, like, laid in a row with other bones because, you know, there weren't a whole lot of situations where people just die where they fall. They don't just lay there for thousands of years.
Like, birds are pretty bad anyways, I feel like. Like... It is we're very lucky that we live in a time that there are no more giant birds. Because, like, I mean, you can still get, like, attacked. You get, like, dive bombed or whatever. But, Like, is there, what's the biggest bird that there is?
Shelby, you still get attacked, and I do.
Shelby, Google, what is the biggest bird?
Probably condor.
Yeah, it's got a, or a vulture, or like a albatross. Golden eagle.
Albatross.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm a predator, a bird, a raptor. A bird. What's the biggest bird of raptor? Prey. Yeah. Because, like, you can't, you're not going to get, like, you know, you're not going to get, like, scooped up anymore. But it used to be like you could get grabbed by like the two upper arms and dropped off a cliff. The
biggest bird is my ex-wife.
Oh, God. Yeah, you dated Big Bird.
I dated the woman inside Big Bird.
Yeah.
The Big Bird.
Ostrich?
No, the real birds, Shelby.
Not flightless birds.
Real
well,
birds.
Ostrich is pretty scary,
I'm
though.
Talking it's got to be able to pick you up and drop you off a cliff.
Crack you open like an oyster. That's
yeah.
the goal.
I'll do a big, smooth rock.
A lot of these are flightless.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know how you do that on Google. Not flightless.
Flight.
Biggest bird, not flightless.
A flightful bird.
Yeah.
What's the most
biggest
flightful?
Biggest flighty bird. I feel like it's a golden eagle or a condor or a vulture.
I hear golden eagle, I just think like it's a golf course involved.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you get your 3 under par is a golden eagle.
It's a swan.
I don't believe you.
Really? What are you searching right now?
I'm on Wikipedia, list of largest birds.
Shelby's on the Wikipedia entry for bird. Just,
that's
a swan?
That's oh, there it says flighted on one.
Yeah. There's got to be. It's definitely not swan.
Aren't like condors really big?
Yeah, okay. Condors are pretty big.
We're just trying to figure out how big birds are. That's what this,
oh,
this is.
Oh, that's
new
heaviest.
Heaviest. The swan is the heaviest bird?
Flying.
You would think biggest would also be heaviest.
No, because you have to be so light to fly. Your bones have to be hollow and stuff.
Are we talking wingspan?
wingspan, grip strength.
We're going to have to talk wingspan, I think, yes.
I'm going
to
say biggest bird of prey. That seems like a good starting point.
I mean, the California condor is...
the wandering albatross.
There we go.
Really?
Wandering albatross.
Mine says, number one... The Eurasian eagle owl.
What? Is that made up?
The Eurasian eagle owl is found in the mountains and forests of Europe and Asia, weighing up to 4.2 kilograms with a wingspan of 2 meters. That's pretty big.
I got a 3-meter wingspan on the California condor here.
The albatross has 12 feet.
Whoa. Well, what's a meter?
Yeah, albatross is bigger. That's 4 meters.
Somehow I'm on rodentpro.com.
The albatross.
That's just your homepage, though.
Yeah, that is true.
2.5 to 3.5 meters.
Okay, so they're mixing it up. This looks like they're kind of cross-referencing weight and wingspan. California condor is 3 meters.
Guys, the density of text, I'm looking at Eli's phone on rodentpro.com. There's a lot of information on rodentpro.
No ads either.
No ads. Well, that's because that's rodentfree.com.
And then
Rodent Pro, you pay extra for Rodent Pro.
Also,
you don't have to have the ads.
I don't know if you're noticing this GIF at the top, but it says order online, and there's a little rat, and he goes
he's
up and clicks your mouse.
Mouse.
So, yeah, it looks like. Okay, that's close because a martial eagle can catch like antelopes and lions. That's pretty crazy. But I'm saying like almost like D&D level, like a rock or something. Like. That used to be a thing. Like, that, it happened to this child. Like, some family was, like, going out for berries, and then just a bird was like, whoop, and their kid was just fucking gone. And they're like, well,
cool. I mean,
let's have another one.
Yeah.
Keep getting scooped
that's
up.
It's just like, yeah, well, I was like, we had 8 kids, 3 of them died. That's like, that would be so.
Can you imagine your third kid getting scooped up by an eagle? It's already happened twice.
You're just like throwing your hat down really aggressively.
Yeah. Throwing your loincloth.
You know, as
on
a
the
caveman,
ground.
You have a hat. I should probably revise that imagery.
I can't believe it happened again.
Just like, I guess slamming your club on the ground. I don't know. Yeah, you don't have a hat, probably.
Marta, you're not going to believe this.
This was several millennia before the invention of the hat.
Yeah. I got to it pretty quick. It went straight from loincloth to top hat. Just these fancy cavemen.
It's like the caveman invented the bucket hat.
I mean, imagine you're out with your son. Oh, and he gets swooped up by an eagle, and it's already happened twice. And you're having to walk into your cave, and your wife's there. And you're going to be like, she's like, where's
your very physically strong caveman wife?
Where's
cave
like
woman wife?
Where's like Uggs the Third? You have to be like, you're not gonna believe this.
All right, look.
An eagle got him again.
A lot of things happen.
She's like, did you not tie rocks to his feet like we talked about? It's like, I forgot. I'm sorry. I was hunting
and
gathering.
He doesn't like the rocks, okay?
Yeah, he hates the rocks.
He's giving me a hard time.
He slows me down. We can't catch anything.
Yeah.
He's all rocked up.
Okay, I know we gotta do our rudimentary sort of agriculture.
he's doing agriculture while his kid is leashed to a tree like a dog at a coffee shop. So his birds don't swoop him up.
It's like, yeah, well, the last time we learned the lesson, because he picked too small a tree and the bird just took the tree. We know that didn't work.
They still try to take him, but they just keep hitting the end of the rope, and then he drops to the ground.
Ah!
Ow! The kids just beat up as shit.
Yeah.
Trying to get stolen by birds all the time.
So, you know, in the old days, basically the main thing was to not get eaten by giant birds.
Yeah.
So we've moved on from that, at least.
People didn't invent...
As a society.
People didn't invent shelter to stay warm or to get out of the elements. It was to stop those birds.
Fucking birds,
they had to invent the roof to protect these fucking kids getting swooped up everywhere. Oh, the olden days.
Yeah. Hey, good for us for moving beyond those days.
Now you can shoot a bird. It's legal.
Yeah. They can't stop me.
Nobody can.
Just let them out of the cage first. All right.
Yeah.
Number four.
I have to cross out my Birds of Prey webpages to get back to the stories that I had. So this one is a story that is a new development, you know, the newer, friendlier NYPD they realize they don't have a bit of a public image issue.
Well, they did a good job this weekend with that, too. Just watching the Proud Boys beat up a bunch of people and not doing anything.
Proud Boys are so the worst because they're, like, Nazis, but they also, like, are, like, fashionable about it or whatever. They're like, we have our polos. And it's like, oh, God. I mean, I guess regular Nazis are pretty fashionable.
Yeah, well, they were much more fashionable. They had Hugo Boss.
Yeah, Hugo Boss. Uniforms. Yeah.
We've been over this.
Yeah, it comes up every episode.
Anyway, what's the NYPD doing?
how much we admire the uniforms of the original Nazis.
It's mainly a Nazi fashion podcast. Yeah. Sometimes we talk about news stories.
Yeah, just boots, tall boots. So I'm like torn on this thing. It's so weird. Okay, so this is an introduction of someone. So it's like the good news. Someone is trying to introduce into the NYPD, more things that are non-violent, non-lethal, or whatever, ways to subdue someone if needed.
This sounds like a good idea.
That sounds good. Okay, bad news. They landed on a lasso. They went full Wild West with it. It is it's some sort of, it shoots a lasso. So I guess, the cops will still be happy because they can, pull triggers or whatever they love to do. But, it's a handheld device that discharges an 8-foot tether that can entangle a person up to 25 feet away with minimal pain. So it's, it makes sense. It's, it's got to suck that you're, trying to work on something like this, which is legitimately, a good, yes, we need ways that aren't fucking shooting people and tasing them. But then, you find out through your research that a lasso is the best one, and you just have to, you have to present that at some point.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go to some town hall and be like.
Feels a little cowboy cattle-y, cowpokey.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's cool. Maybe if they can figure out a way to rig it so the lasso can be electrified also. How do we soup this thing up? How do we get...
Also give the cops bulletproof bracelets. Just turn them into Wonder Woman. Basically, just fully...
Yeah, the lasso makes you tell the truth by shocking you and causing you a great deal of pain.
Yeah, truth serum. That's just acid I pour on you until you tell me the truth. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's I guess this is good. And part of it's you almost want to be all right, because it's sort of a step in a good direction, do we not make fun of the lasso? And it's you'd have to agree that. I don't know, man. It's just so weird to imagine there being, some sort of issue on the streets, or it's they're saying it's specifically for people that are hard to subdue, people with mental illness, something like that. And there's a bipolar guy that got shot that is awful. But it's hard to imagine me being on the street and somebody's having someone's having an episode or something and they need to be subdued, and then a cop lassoing them and then like
I mean, they can ride
do
in,
you clap?
They can like, ride what? In like on a horse, like in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. They already no, they'll come in on a Segway shooting their electric lasso, just like this future cowboy. You know, that's the new thing.
I mean, yeah. I feel like you need like we need like a silly thing that's not threatening at all. Like if a guy's running away, you have like a thing that like he shoots a little beam and like the guy's pants fall down or something. So like he trips, like that's like the.
I mean,
like, or if there's like a standoff and he's like got a gun and he just shoots in the pants. And I was like, what?
Oh god! This truly is like 1 degree away from just a net gun.
I mean, just it's just nets. Like
yeah, just shoot nets at people.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is just Spider-Man.
but net guns are always like the thing that sucks, when, like in movies and stuff. Like they're always like not like.
You can like get knocked the fuck because they have like weights on the nets, right? I don't know much about net guns.
Then maybe they would work.
Oh yeah, but the net gun's always like a joke in a movie where it's like a tiny little net.
It's like, don't make me do this. And it's like, well, all right.
Yeah.
Like when Bart has the Batman belt, like the utility belt. Oh, he's got like blinkers on the back. He's being chased by bullies, and then he gets the front. He's like, don't make me do this. And he hits a button, and it's like, help, help. And then it shoots like a. Parachuting thing up is just call 911.
Flare. Yeah. I mean, I guess you see people going around lassoing people. It feels like cartoonish. It's like, that's our solution. Like, you know, like British cops have like the little bobby clubs, and then they're like, British cops have bobby clubs, American cops have lassos. What is this?
Is it supposed to lasso like around your arms and your torso? Is that
I would
is?
Assume so.
Or like down, at your legs. Like they should just have those bolo things that you throw.
It's called the bolo wrap. So it is like based on bolas.
Yeah.
Which is like
where like you throw like the, that's like the three like the rope with like the three balls.
Uh-huh,
on the
yeah,
end,
that, those are bolas.
It and it wraps around the feet.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I'm most familiar with it as a magic card. So you know, I believe it was an equipment card. It was in the Mirrodin block. But that's like my knowledge of it. Yeah. Just give them bolas, I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess there's also, like, only so... The world of, like, non-lethal, non-violent... Subduction.
Subduction. Just cue some
Welcome
sexy
Welcome to
sax
the
music.
Game of subduction. but, like, subduing people, like, I guess you... There's only so many advancements you can make before you have to sort of, like, work backwards.
And the unions are going to be like, we don't want that. We just want guns. Like,
yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah, they're like, well, what about a tank?
There's like a
How
lot
about,
of...
What about we blow them up with a tank?
There's like a lot of convincing that have to be done to do anything. Like, how does this make my guys safer? You know, that's
my
like...
My guys.
You know.
Yeah.
My guess is that they won't be able to convince them.
Yeah. What if criminals start putting razor blades around their waist? What about that? You think about that?
Yeah.
Genius.
Wow. It's like you've beaten us again.
Yeah.
What is the bolo? What is? I mean, not the bolo. The bolo wrap. What is it made out of? What's like the material
that goes around the guy? Old twine.
Yeah.
From the
it's piano wire.
Yeah. Just slices people in half.
It's like up. Oh,
it doesn't
two.
Say. It also doesn't show the video. I don't see any way that this is easy to use. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's closer to a bolo than it is to a lasso. I think they're just saying lasso because they're like people understand what that is. But sure. I think it's probably like an end-over-end whipping like thing, which sounds, I mean, I don't know how I would like it to be used, but I would like to see somebody
shoot
it. It
would be funny to like hit a bystander. It's better to hit a bystander with that than shooting them. And somebody's just like, hey, and just like falls down there like a little sausage.
Yeah, wrap them up.
So I had just heard you saying lasso a lot.
Yeah.
And just like listening without, like I'm hearing this for the first time too until you said bolo wrap.
Uh-huh.
And I know like a friend who works for a company who does branded content.
Yeah.
And he made ads for this.
For Bola? For live
this
Bola?
This thing. Bola wrap. That's
can we, not... can we get one? I'll shoot you with it and then you can shoot me with
and
it.
They like got Shaq to endorse it.
Oh, you well, can Shaq get Shaq is like to a... endorse fucking
Well, Shaq
anything.
Is also like kind of a cop, right? Isn't he like deputized by somebody?
Yeah, but Shaq doesn't
well,
care about
come on.
Men's
Shaq's
laws.
Shaq's first loyalty is to the general. As
yeah,
we all know.
Shaq also
his
is
dear
too
friend the general.
Shaq is too tall for laws. You cannot stop him. No one could bring him down. I'd like to see Shaq. Is there a video of him getting shot with the bola?
They like went to some
the well, ground
like
would
a cop
shake.
Conference,
well, yeah, law enforcement convention. Yeah.
And like he was there, and they were like, "Hey, would you
deputy Shaq?" We talked about his, what's up, guys? We talked about his insanely racist video game that he made, right?
Shaq Fu.
Yeah, the new Shaq Fu.
The new Shaq Fu.
Ooh, okay, okay, we're gonna see.
Okay, we're watching the Bola rap right now. Oh shit!
I can't connect it to the internet's weird, but
yeah, that just fine. Looks like a taser though.
Whoa, it is around the legs.
Ooh, snap!
This does not look safer than a gun. Yes, but I don't see how this is really workable.
I mean, I think it still probably sucks. This guy's booking it.
There's a criminal. Get him, and they just zap him.
How does it work? This looks like it's just like CGI.
How many of those things do you get how many are in a clip?
Well, I mean, a taser, you only get one shot.
Yeah. Look, I think it's good that they're theoretically trying to find ways that don't involve the only option being to apply lethal force. But yeah. This does not seem to be.
Maybe they went to a bola lasso because they know that they still needed to fulfill their fucking cowboy complex, so they're like, we're gonna literally give them cowboy tools so they can still feel like a big,
like, part of a video was a like montage sort of like footage, maybe like security of like abuse by police, and then a cop being like, we want to help the community and help cops and bring them together in a safer way and apprehend that doesn't hurt, and it's like,
and then cops were like, no. Like, I don't know. Tim Allen's going nuts in the background. It's tool time, baby.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. We're hanging out. We're guys. Oh, there's a TED Talk about it. Woody Norris is the name of the guy.
Woody Norris invented the lasso. I believe in fate now.
But he,
the guy who invented the lasso is Woody Norris, it looks like. And then it immediately shows the name of a cop named Don DeLuca. So it's like, are these cartoons? These are cartoons.
These are real. These are all real. And it's all very legitimate.
Yeah.
This is whoa. Yeah, it looks like it actually. Well, according to this, looks great. But I just don't know, like, whatever. Hey,
maybe it'll work.
Maybe it'll work. That'd be fine.
People can archive this, and 10 years from now, people are getting bullied up, fucking left and right. Murder rate has dropped to its lowest ever. And we'll look like idiots.
Murder and dissent have both been crushed as crimes.
Huge. I heard about this like a year ago, so it's nice to hear they're still plugging away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, this was like at a town meeting or something, neighborhood meeting.
They're not going to die, but everyone apprehended is going to have a broken nose. Everyone just face plants. Just to be able to tell. It's like, oh, yeah, you got arrested?
I hurt my wrist. Yeah. It's like, oh, there it is. Hey, the Bola rap, we'll see. The exciting new future of law enforcement. Better to go in this direction than the direction of RoboCop 2 with like the big like two-footed killing machine. I forget what the name of it is, but
New saw blade. It just cuts you in half.
Yeah,
if you didn't do it, we'll put you back together.
It's like, you guys all get machine guns.
Can you imagine? This is weird, but like, if we were in super futuristic medicine level, where like you could do one of those like a sci-fi spray that like heals you. That would be so bad because I think cops would just literally beat the shit out of people and then they'd be like, whoops, sorry, and like spray them up. And then they'd be, I don't know, my brain's on a trip right now. I'm thinking too deep into the future. But to the Bola rap team, send us one. I would like to shoot a Bola rap a couple times a day if possible.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to just zap each other and it'll be fun.
Can we get, this is all part of our plan to get defense contractors as sponsors for this podcast.
Raytheon presents Northrop Grumman's own.
Number 3.
Speaking of, shady technology, defense contracting type stuff, Elon Musk is back in the news.
Can't stay out of it.
Folks, that place where everyone on his board and every shareholder wants him to be in the news for things that aren't just here's a new car thing or whatever. Apparently on April Fool's of this year, Elon Musk posted a like April Fool's thing about Tesla going bankrupt and Elon Musk being found passed out against a Tesla Model 3 surrounded by Tesla Kila bottles, the tracks of dried tears still visible on his cheeks. The next day, shares fell more than 5% because Wall Street is stupid. So there was a gag that somebody did, or that he did, was Tesla Kila, tequila,
electric for Teslas, tequila.
Electric tequila. And he posted on October 12th, on Friday, that Tesla Kila coming soon. and he posted like a workup of the bottle, and I guess they filed for the trademark Tezlaquila.
This is a very dark timeline for anyone to be on. I'll put money down. Next month he is going to be a club promoter. He's going to be like, come out to Tezla night at Zanzibar on the waterfront.
He's on this trajectory where it's like I'm doing cool space stuff and cars, and now it's like, let's just open a bar, whatever, right? Let's just open a bar.
People love it. We can play all our own music.
Yeah, like I do, you know, whatever. It's like, let's do a podcast. That's next. He's going to have a podcast, the Tesla podcast.
When he eventually gets there, we'll
get him on.
We'll give him a Joe Rogan sized whatever the blunt that he had got on that show was.
And sword. We'll show him the cool sword.
Oh, man.
So we're going to get some kind of awful tequila. I say awful tequila because I mean tequila is fine, I guess, but I don't know. It looks like that. It looks like, you know, Tesla.
It looks like it looks like some shit from Fallout.
If it's a cool tequila, you know it's got to have a dumb shaped bottle. Know that.
It's got to be shaped like a big old fucking cactus.
Impractical. Very important.
Get my new tequila brand. It's shaped like a cactus. It's just as sharp. It has glass spokes on it that will cut and hurt you.
It's like this bottle is kind of something different. It's a perfect sphere. And the cap, so to speak, is actually concave. So you open the cap and you pull it out, and then you pour it. Now it makes a huge mess when you pour it. Let's be very clear about that.
Yeah.
But design wise, it's very cool.
Well, do you remember that the 1800 tequila had those bottles where pours the shot?
Yeah, those were the Christopher Moltisanti commercials.
Yeah, it was like
my tequila 1800 is pouring me a shot. What can your bottle do?
Yeah,
nothing.
You know, for those people who love drinking liquor but don't have any shot glasses anywhere, everyone has shot glasses.
I gotta waste my time pouring shots.
Yeah, you can't go through life without acquiring at least like 5 shot glasses that sit in your cabinet. They just are like, they're like fucking, they have the logo of a baseball team you don't support and have never been to the city they play in.
Yeah,
you just open your cupboard one day and you're like, why do I have 8 Houston Astros shot glasses?
Yeah,
like what is going on? Is Houston Astros a team?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like I went to Jamaica, but. I didn't get this then. Why do I have this?
You're buying souvenirs in Jamaica, but they turn into shot glasses in your luggage. You check it, and you have, like, a variety of things. And then you're just like, 5 shot glasses that say it's smoking time. Like, what is this? Well, when did I get these?
When did I buy this, like, cartoon-ass shot glass?
That one's
pretty
good.
Why do I have this?
There's a tequila bottle. Just a big ass. with a cork sticking out of the butthole.
So just a bottle, an Eli-shaped bottle.
Yeah,
like a big
ass.
Yeah. A giant
That would be
ass.
Shaped like a pig, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be shaped like a pig? No, there's like that. I would be like, my new tequila bottle is, it's also a glass sphere. There's no opening. You have to, you just sidearm it into a wall, and then you could clean the glass out. It's very high quality agave, nectar, tequila.
Yeah. I guess there's different kinds.
There's mezcal.
Right.
That one's smokier.
Do you, like, people say, like, tequila makes them go crazy because it's, like, a high-energy thing or something? There's some, and it's like...
I think most of that.
Sounds like you're just really couching your behavior, and you have an excuse for
tequila
why you're
acting so
that
crazy.
Way.
It's got all these chemicals in it that makes me go nuts when I have 8 shots.
Whoa, look out.
Yeah, whoa.
And sometimes that's, like, you know, somebody from the office who, like, oh, if I have a margarita, I'll be crazy, and it's like... I stayed out a half hour later tonight. I'll see you guys next week. Yeah. Or it's like I'm in jail.
Yeah, or it's like
no,
it's like margaritas get me wild. It's like, is it because you drink 2 like extremely strong drinks at 5 p.m. and then like kept rolling? Like that might be part of it.
Margaritas make me go crazy. Last time I went for a cop's gun.
Yeah. I mean, it could be the sugar. I don't know. Like that's a thing. That's like what Four Loko used to be, or any of those. Like we were talking about Four Loko recently. Yeah, I think it was funny. It was like in a group chat.
And it was the real Four Loko.
It was in a group chat of which most of the participants are pretty experienced drinkers. And I think all of us were like, yeah, it needs to be illegal. It was like, that was, you know, we did touch the sun.
I think I had it twice. That's also because there's a lot of it, because it was the big cans.
Yeah, yeah. It was a big can. It was a very high alcohol content.
Like, who doesn't like big cans? We're guys.
You gotta, I don't even acknowledge cans that aren't tall boys. Tall boys are cans. And the small ones are a waste of time.
Just little guys.
Oh, little that's fellas. Brad Austin, I think, has like a good bit about that, where he calls them like small boys. Or like, he's like, tall boys, more like regular boys. Love them. Very good. Yeah, he's like, I don't think of them as one drink. So he's like, I have two tall boys. And I was like, oh, I've got four small ones or something. Yeah,
I was out the other night not drinking, and I had to keep ordering.
It's true, but it sounds like you were just lying.
Yeah.
No, but not drinking.
I was drinking club soda, and like, and it's like, I wish there was a way. What it feels like is like you're on
crazy pills.
No, like everything you're ordering at the bar. It's like when you're on Amazon and you're ordering stuff, and you have to get like those add-on items. Like it doesn't qualify by itself for Prime shipping.
Oh yeah.
So it's like the bartender is like, you got my attention for me to get you a club soda. This is a busy place.
And you're like, I'm not happy about it either.
It's
buddy.
Like, look, I'm not. You know. So what I would like to do is to just motion to be able to bring like a movie theater sized soda cup. to the bar. It's like, just put club soda in this. Yeah. You'll know it. I'll know it. You just have to do it once. I will maybe be back to you a second time in 4 hours.
I'll do that at the movie theater. I feel like I've done it once with you, and you probably made fun of me, but I'll get like a 60-ounce seltzer and just sit and enjoy a movie. That's a good idea.
A bubbly boy.
A lot of bars at least have started to have like a water cooler so that they just don't have to deal with people getting water. But yeah, it's also like, you imagine like Karma or something, or like one of those places with a huge minimum where you're trying to hit like a $20 minimum ordering club sodas. You're just like, because you can't even do like, you know, the move to close out a tab if you're like a bit far away is usually just like, I'll just take a shot. And then like, they'll push you over, but you can't be like, oh, I have four club sodas.
Give me two limes this time.
Yeah, give me something. Just order an expensive shot and dump it
it's
out.
Like, I haven't been charging you for these, so it's like, all right, well, just it's all gonna be a tip then. All right,
yeah, all right.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, just a smaller bar for that's not alcohol. That's like there used to be the Cabin. I don't know if you ever went there.
I went to Cabin before it closed. Yeah.
So Cabin used to be like, it was Thursday night. It was like the show to go to in New York, and they had $2 PBRs, and I still believe that. If you have like, if you're a bar that does that, where you're like, we have like 99% of what's available for alcohol stuff and that, and then also we have, then it's most of it's just normal prices and things, and then we have $2 PBRs, and you know that like 50% of your business is just people getting $2 PBRs over and over.
Yeah,
you just should have a separate bar. You should have like a little, like somebody with a cooler at the end of the bar.
If you want like a full drink,
go to the bartender. But I said you could just like train a monkey to do it, and then you wouldn't have to do anything. Just hands you PBRs. Ooh, Tim Allen, tool time, brother.
I wonder if they can even hear it. I bet they probably can't.
I feel like I'm hearing in the cans.
Yeah, but we're also here.
Yeah.
Tweet at us, let us know if
you can hear the drilling.
Yeah, we may have told on ourselves here. Look, we got guys out there. They're like, we got two guys with one of those big long saws, and they're just sawing a log out there. I'm not sure where that's going to go as part of this construction project here, but they're just. They're building, I guess, like a totem pole or something.
Yeah, they got here on a push cart.
Which, frankly, is pretty problematic. There's two guys. It's twins. They both have handlebar mustaches.
Twins, yeah. One is a little shorter and stouter, and the other one's a little taller and thinner.
Yeah, they came here on one of those rail car things. And, yeah, they're going to ride a tandem bicycle home.
I heard that's what they're going to do when the L shuts down. Just push carts. Just so you can get a push cart and squeeze yourself across
the
river.
It's good exercise. It's like CrossFit. It's no different than hitting a big tire with a sledgehammer or whatever they do.
I don't know if it's like a theme park or an amusement park, but just like a place you can go where you can do like old-timey shit that you probably won't get to do. You can ride a push cart. You can do a lasso. You can...
Quicksand
get scooped
one of
up by
places?
A bird. Yeah. Oh, just
all the cartoon stuff that no one will ever get to do again.
Just go into quicksand?
Like a safe environment to try quicksand, and then you're like, whoa, that is pretty scary. And then it's like, well, never again. I will never see this again in my life.
Yeah, that's the new version of like Tower of Terror, one of those drop rides as you just sink into quicksand, then someone yanks
you. Someone just like gives you a rope. There's no desperate search for a branch or whatever.
Yeah,
you just quit struggling, it'll just go faster. So we'll do that. It'll be that. It'll be the push cart thing I think is important. Ideally with somebody chasing you.
I think this is Westworld.
Let's make Westworld.
So it's Westworld.
That's fine.
Let's go to Westworld.
Was there quicksand? There was quicksand in Westworld, too.
I think a cow or something fell in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember, but...
I didn't enjoy that show, so I didn't watch it very much.
I would say that we just created it at Westworld, but I have seen it, so I probably just came
Did
out
you watch
of the recesses
season?
Of my mind. Yes.
I didn't... I only watched the first season, and that begrudgingly, so... Don't know. What's going on in there? Are they in Samurai World yet?
They did go to the Samurai World, yes.
Ah. Is it called Eastworld?
I b- believe it is. No, well, I don't remember.
Far East World?
I don't remember anymore.
How would it not be
pretty memorable
that?
Season for me.
Hey, guys.
Wow, Kath.
What's up?
You appeared.
Yeah, I'm here
you
now.
You opened that big door that we have. It creaked it open, came in.
Yeah, I was trying to be quiet, but you probably heard my little footsteps.
Yeah, can you add a pitter-patter in there? Give a pitter-patter sound effect. Yeah,
I'm going to climb up my little leg. That's how I got here. So I hitched a ride like a flea.
Did you take a push cart? Did you come with a construction guy?
Have you talked about the construction guys?
You see those guys out there? The two guys with the big long
Tim
saw
Allen?
That are sawing the log?
Yeah.
Going into your side?
There's tool time happening also, outside the studio.
What do you think the biggest bird is? We talked about a lot of stuff.
An emu.
See, that not, but flighted. Not flightless.
A big flighted bird?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can flamingos fly? A heron, maybe?
Can flamingos?
Yeah, vulture? Turkey vulture?
Flamingos can, like,
condor,
get off the ground.
Condor, albatross. We said there was a wandering albatross.
Yeah.
It's
my favorite folk band.
Okay,
also.
So not only am I appearing mid-episode, I also have not read any stories because I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, I'm basically half a person.
What,
I didn't realize how dependent on my phone I was. I haven't read anything.
So the backstory of the mystery of the disappearing Kath is that she has no phone.
This episode was written by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I'm the twist.
The Hardy Boys are going to come in here with a flashlight. And
you're not the real Kath.
Suck each other off.
Their mask is going to come off.
So Kath does not have a phone or really like any way to contact her. And then with like some complications with our tool time friends out here, we had to like switch plans like twice quickly today and could do nothing but like it was like throwing a bottle in the ocean with a message in it. Like,
yeah.
To Kath, here's what we're doing now. So
no,
we have
I'm
no
sure
idea.
I'm going to open my laptop and there's going to be like 35 missed messages and I will see all of the backstory that when I walked in and you guys just looked at me and we all just kind of looked at each other confused, like what's happening?
Because we were like, Kath, is this okay? Kath, and I was like, I think she's incommunicado. Kath, is this okay? Uh-oh. All right, well.
And I was just like, yeah, remember when I said I'm on my way? That was the last time I was in touch with civilization.
Yeah.
I was underground.
Yeah.
So I broke, my phone broke, and then I have insurance on my phone because I'm a smart adult, and they sent me a replacement phone, and the replacement phone they sent me was also broken.
Hell yeah.
So
broken how?
Well, that's what it's because you said it that way. You said, you're like, hey, can you replace my broken phone? And they said, sure.
Yeah, my phone.
It was Amelia Bedelia. She sent you another broken
phone.
That's
what phone. You get probably. For getting Bedelia Insurance.
Yeah.
Bedelia Insurance Company.
Yeah, that more sounds like an insurance company that would clean up after Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah.
Oh, there probably is like a pretty good business. There's somebody who just like travels wherever she's.
Also, but it's like, okay, I understand it's a book for children.
Somebody who follows Mary Poppins, like, okay, guys, how about a normal name? What do you think?
But like, I know that, obviously, I know it's like a flight of fancy and it's a book for children, but it's like, you would not let that person take care of your kid.
Hey.
Like that baseball one where they're like, steal all the bases and run home. And like, this like grown woman like picks up all the bases from a baseball field and then like runs to the house and they're
woman
like
with a
pretty like well, pretty goofy. Well, keep taking
like,
care of our kids.
She's like a learning disability.
She's like a Drax
kind of
in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's
no, I
that.
Would. I would let Drax watch my kids before I'd let Amelia Bedelia watch my kids. Well,
they'd be safer, probably.
He's very strong.
Yeah, he's super strong.
So basically,
you could lift them out of danger.
It'd be like the Vin Diesel movie, the
Pitch
Tooth
Black?
Fairy. Right,
he did pacifier.
The pacifier. So
the tooth fairy
was
the
rock.
Rock.
That's right. Yeah. I knew I was going to be probably getting it wrong. I knew it was somebody in the Fast Furious verse.
Yes. Yeah,
Fast verse.
is what we call
fast verse.
Fast verse.
Yeah.
Well, I feel very strongly they should have called all the sequels should have just been fast. After five, it should have just been
fast.
Six,
fast
that,
seven,
fast eight.
That should be a plot point. What?
Nine is coming.
Eight already happened.
Yes.
Okay. They should have like a Marvel
the state
style
of the Furious.
They should have a Marvel style like someone comes and enters the fast verse from a like our universe and they're like really slow. Everybody else is moving way faster.
How the fuck are you guys also going to drive? What's going on?
Yeah, what?
Hang on.
How did you go from drag racers to criminals?
Yeah, what is? How are you guys like? You guys are like the greatest special forces team on the in the on the globe.
Yeah. It's I want a Fast and the Furious team where they go in and kill Bin Laden.
Yeah, they
that'd be fucking sweet.
The time traveler like drops out of a wormhole in a Toyota Yaris, and everyone's like, "What is this technology?"
Just imagine. Now I'm just imagining Dom Toretto jumping out of his like Dodge Charger that's like and it just crashes into the compound at a bottom bat and then there's a car pulled up next to him and Letty opens the door and he jumps in his driveway.
Yeah. It's called Zero Fast 30.
Yeah. They just crash an APC into Bin Laden and smush him. What's the name of those?
We got a tank.
What's an Osprey? They just land an Osprey on.
What is this Big Bird talk happening?
Oh, well, like the Osprey.
You just like talk about big birds.
We were talking about that by old kid, I mean like a prehistoric child that got et by a bird, you know?
I didn't read anything.
She hasn't read anything in like several days.
Yeah. I've been reading an actual book and like not doing anything.
What happened
like
in
some
the
kind
book?
Of wild animal.
Scientists like opened. I don't know where they found it, but they found like the bones of
Poland.
It's okay if our listeners have already heard the story. You don't have to re-explain.
Let's restart
it to me on the air. Yeah. Do you want to do another number?
We'll give you a quick run through here. let's keep it going.
Number two, a story of theft. This is...
The reign of terror has ended.
Yeah, this is... Finally, a man brought to justice, maybe with a police lasso. That was another story. There's some police lassos out now. So this is a story that takes place in... Oh, where is this? Louisville. Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky.
The Louisville Slugger Factory. So they've caught this man, and it's also, it's worth mentioning that the picture for this article is him being apprehended by cops. He's shirtless and like bleeding. So it looks like he did something very bad. Like you'd think it would be like,
or the cops like, are really bad.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah. And they don't have lassos yet. So they have to do this. Like, but it looks like he was like an active shooter or something.
Okay.
And then the actual headline is, Louisville man known as Gnome Bandit caught hiding in attic.
He was stealing lawn gnomes?
The notorious Louisville Gnome Bandit is back in handcuffs after a second manhunt. Yeah, so he's been just stealing gnomes off people's lawns for a long time.
Okay, why are lawn gnomes that prevalent in Louisville, Kentucky?
There's nothing else to do. That's where they're made for.
Create a lawn scene.
Yeah, you could fill your lawn with like fun stuff because like you're just like.
Then how do you mow the lawn? That's so much work.
They go like like next to a tree.
Yeah,
I feel like I remember when I was a kid, we would go camping a lot, and there was this campsite in Maine that we would go to where a lot of people with RVs would go.
Yeah,
and they would set up like the most elaborate. Like they'd always have like the peeing boy silhouette. Like, you know, sure. Like somebody peeing against a tree. They'd have lawn gnomes, like funny, weird signs, like all this shit. Anyway.
I'm gonna make my yard into a single panel cartoon. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
But also it was even weirder because it wasn't even their yard. It was like they would set up their RV and then do all of this.
Yeah.
But it's just strange to me. Like, I don't think I've seen like a lawn gnome in a yard. Like, I've probably seen outside of that campsite maybe six times in my life. And this guy is apparently stealing multiple lawn gnomes.
Yeah, picking up. Well, I think the gnomes, but it's like it's all lawn ornaments.
He'll take a lawn jockey.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, that's pretty racist. This thing's going with me.
Lawn.
I do like.
Oh right, yeah, those things.
I do like flamingos. I think flamingos are fun.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing where it's like, how did this become a thing? To put flamingos
it's
in
like,
your lawn.
I'm just a kooky person. I don't know. Somebody just had the idea. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
John Waters related somehow. I haven't
probably.
It's
like this or you had dog turds you can eat. It's a question. It's like, well, I think we'll go with the flamingos then.
I put dog shit in my lawn as a decoration in tribute to John Waters.
Yeah. That's what it's.
That's what I say when I don't pick up a dog's poop.
It's like one of those fake dog turds that has a house key in it, but you have to eat it. You have to eat the key out of the turd.
There's no other way.
I've never heard of that. That's such a good idea.
You've never seen one of the Heidi keys that looks
like
a dog
turd? No.
Yeah.
No.
What happens if you get somebody who's just like
loves eating turds?
Love a turd. Love to pick up a turd. Yeah. Like, now I can break into this house.
I mean, if you're eating a turd, you're already a degenerate. You're going to break into the house.
A lot of break-ins are crimes of opportunity, so you're just picking up a turd for fun's sake. And then, well, if there's a key in here.
There's a key in this turd.
I'm surprised you've
Why
never
is
seen
this
that.
Turd so hard?
That also seems like some very New England shit that like people like.
Yeah?
Yeah. I definitely have like seen them before. I think I really wanted one because I thought it was like very funny as a kid, and my parents were just like, no.
I still
like,
think
I
it's
really
kind of funny.
It's like, I just get it and put it on my desk.
Yeah.
It's funny to try to put like in your apartment, like outside the front door of your apartment. It's like, this is obviously not a dog turd.
Big ass.
We're inside.
No, you do it for like a long time, and then one day you replace it with a real turd, and then people are like, was that always a real, has this been a dog turd?
Someone's like, now is the day that I make my move. Oh, God, really?
You get inside intel. Yeah.
How is it still like this?
Oh, man.
Why is it warm?
There's still a key in it, though.
This key doesn't fit in here. What key is this? What is this for?
In my new apartment that I moved in, a couple people have dogs in the building, and like a day or two ago,
open thousands of turds.
Yeah, I was just leaving and like going outside or something, and I opened the door to our apartment right as somebody with a dog was walking in. And it's a really cute dog, and it just ran right into my apartment and started like running around me, and it was a very cute. And they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll take him." And then I had like I think what is the equivalent emotion to like. Like a grandma who's like kids don't visit her and like just a random kid
You're
comes
like,
up
no.
and like no he can stay
please
and I'm just like please no, let me pet him anyways the gnome bandit
just pushing them out and shutting the door it's like yeah. in the building like, you're not gonna get away with this
yeah so he eluded police for weeks this summer. Which, this means that they're staking out gnomes, which is great because
yeah,
you know they're gonna like be watching.
This was on the news,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
the guy was like bloodied up.
Yeah, I think it was because he fell out of an attic, and that's
okay,
how they caught
enough.
Him. But
that's what you get for stealing gnomes.
Yeah.
No, dude, you gotta hit him. Get him in.
Turn the cameras off. Interrogation room. So dozens of people reported missing gnomes, lawn ornaments, plants, and other items. Some of which held great sentimental value.
Aww.
Weird, but
don't put it in your lawn then. Anyway.
Yeah, and then I love when there's like local news where it's like. Like, they don't have any way to reference, like, local places. So there's, like, hitting homes from Gardner Lane north to Belknap and Bennycastle. It's
ooh,
like, what?
Bennycastle.
Okay. Yeah, and he got caught by a, he was eventually spotted on a video doorbell. And they said, identified by police as the man responsible for the multitude of thefts. So it sounds like a fancy way to be like, yeah, he had a shit ton of gnomes when we looked into it.
Dude, those video doorbells, man.
Yeah.
They catch a lot of crooks.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a you hear that like every other like local news story about like a it's like video door like guys stealing packages or like a UPS like a UPS guy who like drop kicks the thing under the scooter or whatever. They catch a lot of bad guys.
This guy just slamming a
so I feel like eventually like at this point you should probably be proceeding with your various petty crimes as though there is a video
there is
doorbell.
A video doorbell, yeah.
You know, it's just a best practices tip for me to you.
I just am imagining
crooks out there.
A UPS guy drop kicking a package and really enjoying it.
Here it is, asshole.
So this is Louisville, but after a manhunt that lasted more than a month.
Yeah.
Nothing is going on in Louisville that needs to be addressed. They're on a manhunt. Bishop was discovered at a campground in Georgia. So this is the second time he's been arrested for this.
Okay.
He was arrested and charged with 67 charges of receiving stolen property. I don't know what receiving stolen property means. If they just mean
maybe
theft.
He was the gnome fence.
Oh yeah,
well, they probably couldn't prove that he stole them all individually, so they could only prove that he had them.
Mm.
Hence, receiving.
Ooh, you gotta love the law.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was extradited back to Louisville.
Oh man, they don't have a
Georgia PD.
People had to
no
do,
extradition
had to do,
policy at that campground.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
too bad.
Somebody had to do paperwork.
Yeah,
like a lot of paperwork.
So how was he in an attic?
What?
How was he in an attic?
I think that was the first time.
Oh, okay.
Because she's been arrested twice. Just
got it.
Love
the diary
and, like,
of the gnome bandit.
He can't stop.
Like,
he can't stop himself.
It's like the X-Men where he's like in a plastic cell in a truck on the way back with like a motorcade.
Yeah,
taking him back to Louisville. The fucking Juggernaut like breaks him out. They go steal more gnomes. He looks like a gnome, too.
We shouldn't have made the bars to this jail cell out of gnomes. We should have known he was going to take them.
He looks like a gnome. Maybe he's like, these are my children.
This is a
I'm
great...
guessing the fact that he's done it twice and does not appear to have done anything with the gnomes. I mean, there is some sort of psychopathology going on here.
Yeah, it's just probably kleptomania. He just loves stealing gnomes.
He can't help himself.
He loved David the Gnome when he was a kid. You guys ever watch that cartoon?
I loved that cartoon.
Ugh.
Didn't like it?
Snooze. Get her out of here.
I liked a low stimulation television program
thanks.
When I was
that
a
was
child.
When it was just like,
what is
like
it?
We'd go from
David
like
the gnome.
You'd go from like the highs of like, you know, whatever was on or before that, like this is great, like, you know, Rocco or something, and then it's like, and now like a gnome and his wife.
It's a
in
very
in the woods.
It's a very like
occasionally there might be a troll being rude. It's like, what? Get out of here
it's
with
like,
this.
It's
like
a very
Mark
PBS
Trail.
Cartoon.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, it's like Mark Trail.
It is very
Do you ever
Mark
read Mark Trail?
Trail? Yes.
I love
or like
Mark
or
Trail.
Like Prince Valiant. Oh, I was saying it's bad.
Prince Valiant is bad, but Mark Trail is nice.
I just loved like I loved Mr. Rogers. Like I liked anything soothing.
I like Mr. Rogers, but like David the Gnome, it's like if I want Mr. Rogers, I'll watch Mr. Rogers. If I want to watch a cartoon, I want some stuff to go
I
down.
I like that little gnome man.
I like Mark Trail.
He seemed nice enough.
Where are my Mark Trail nice heads enough. At?
I'm sure he's a great guy, okay? Yeah. Yeah. He's probably a great husband to his gnome wife.
To his gnome wife. To Mrs. Claus, whatever the hell's going on over there. Dude, Mrs. Gnome.
I'm still stuck on Mark Trail. Mark Trail ruled because...
What is Mark Trail?
You never. Mark Trail was a comic. Like, it's a newspaper comic about a... Why are you shaking? Oh, you just don't like it.
Yeah.
It's about a man. I think is his name Mark Trail. He's like a ranger. So it's like, it's
just
like
him observing
it's like about
the majesty
nature.
Of nature.
It's like him and like a kid that like. But it's also it's just like it's like relaxing. But it's also the thing is it's three panels, which is not even close to like enough to. So it would be like these long serial stories, but it would just be about seeing like a chipmunk. So it'd be like you could read the
that
comic.
Sounds great.
Yeah, you read the comic for like 2 weeks, and then you like they like see a snake, and like they're like, "Wow, a snake!" And then they're like the last panel like tells you what kind of snake it is. On Sundays, they got a little room to work with, but yeah, and it was like, but you also have to like imagine who's writing Mark Trail. Like it's also like very the drawings were like super old school, like Jack Kirby like.
I think
like,
David the Gnome probably
yeah,
drew this
yeah.
cartoon.
And it's just like, you know, there's just like a guy in a cabin he lives in, you know, like, and he just sits out on his deck and like draws Mark Trail. And like,
yeah, he probably has a great fucking life.
David
yeah.
the Gnome originally is a Spanish animated TV
Whoa!
Series.
David the Gnome.
So David El Gnomo.
No way.
Yeah. I am. That's if I ever need to sign into a hotel or motel, I'm David El Gnomo.
Does a gnome in Spanish have the G too? G-N-O-M-O?
Yes.
Gnomo.
I think it's probably not, the. It obviously doesn't follow, necessarily follow Spanish, but it's
I think
the,
it's a German yeah. thing.
El Gnomo de Sherlock.
David, Lisa, Swift the Fox, and the damn trolls. It's like being online.
I feel like that could be a good, you know in Mexican wrestling they have like the mini luchadors?
Yeah.
I feel like David El Gnomo is a sweet gimmick for one of them.
Oh, hey, caramba, here comes David El Gnomo.
Okay, I just realized that David the Gnome was voiced by Tom Bosley from...
Yeah!
Yeah, okay.
Aw.
So he was 399
from
years
Bosley
old.
Bosley haircare?
Made him the oldest gnome in the forest. No, he was the dad from Happy Days.
Oh.
Also, maybe he also did Bosley haircare. It's hard to say.
Who knows?
He was Bosley on Charlie's Angels.
I don't remember much of Happy Days. I don't think I like the Fonz. I was like too young.
I was like, that guy's
cool.
Just pretty cool.
Yeah, I got it. Even as a kid, cool. You're like, that guy is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's like, I like how he hits the jukebox.
Yeah,
he spends
great.
A lot of time hanging out in the bathroom.
Yeah, when you kind of put it all together, it's like not great that he just is like,
hey, who's that like, older
the...
guy who hangs out in the bathroom?
That's the other thing about the Fonz. He's
IBS.
Like,
yes, hey.
He's super old.
Step into my office, the bathroom.
Yeah.
Also, like I'm 35, thing. And right, everyone right. else is like 15.
He's slamming the jukebox. I got a tiny bladder. See you fellas later. What do I do?
You know, I got this other jacket. Crying. Get the fuck out of my office, which is the bathroom. Please leave the bathroom.
Please leave the bathroom.
Somebody tell me how to pee.
I have to go.
I've been in here trying to learn how to pee for years. No one will tell me.
That's what he's doing in his office.
Yeah. So, David the Gnome.
David El Gnomo.
Do gnomes look like... He looked like the Travelocity Gnome was like David the Gnome.
Yeah. That's what a gnome
gnomes
is. It has a red hat.
That pointy hat.
A pointy hat, a beard.
Is that what every lawn gnome
looks
like?
They're very adept magic users, if you're thinking of playing one.
Hmm. Becky and I...
very effective sappers.
Famous best friend roommate that comes up on the podcast a lot. When we were like 15... We bought a matching set of lawn gnomes, and they were like our friendship gnomes. And then mine broke, but she still has hers.
How did
your house
it
was
break?
Overrun with
it's
gnomes.
Like poor, it's like a ceramic thing. It like fell.
Oh, it fell. Okay.
It wasn't. Was like, it was never outside. It was like in my room.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, it's like funny to be like it broke. It's like, what did you? You put it on your lawn, and then you left.
A fight, and I smashed it.
Yeah. Whatever. Then I was like, it's stupid. It bumped into the door frame. It's stupid. It's so really dumb. Fine.
That's your imaginary friend.
Don't call the
police.
You're
in a bar fight, and you smash the end of a gnome off and fucking cut somebody
bitch.
Up.
But yeah, Becky still has hers. It's pretty cute.
She sleeps next to it. She goes next to her in bed every night.
Yep.
I would like a gnome.
Tuck the little guy in.
Yeah. Watching you. Travelocity. Let's...
And this week's number reason to say what a time to be alive.
I thought you were going to stop.
Never. I looked very defeated when you did that.
Number one, folks. This one is a little visual. We'll put the link in the description, but it's truly one of the funniest I've seen in a while. It's they're in Savannah, Georgia, I believe it was. There is a Revolutionary War monuments. And the local authorities, they found that somebody had put googly eyes on the monuments, and they were looking to find out who the culprits were.
They were, like, really mad.
They were very mad.
But it's so funny.
Somebody is, like, going to get in trouble with the police for putting googly eyes on Revolutionary War monuments, on these, like, bronze monuments.
They're, like, reliefs, right? They're, like, they're not full sculptures, right?
Right, yeah. So they're, like, and it's just, like, they look so funny because the guys look like they're just stuck and
just
staring
bug-eyed
down.
Like, whoo?
I'm trying to see if we got any more.
Fellas, charge! That's just them. It's just George Washington. Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes.
So this is the city of Savannah says it may look funny. So they're just conceding.
You're right.
This is very funny.
All right. Yeah. You've had your laughs.
But harming our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter. Well, it actually is a laughing matter. We just talked about how
it's funny. Yeah. We just said it was funny.
It's not it is a laughing matter.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a crime. Okay, well, that may be true. That does not mean it's not a laughing matter.
Is it, I guess, vandalizing? Is it vandalizing if you're improving it?
Did they super glue them on?
Yeah, I feel like
what
they would have popped
put
off
on
real
that
easy.
That would have, like, hurt the
Yeah, like, I just feel
it
like...
It has to be super glue, which you just get off, right? Like, it's solid,
yeah, you can
but, like...
take it off. Googly eyes come with, like, an adhesive back. If they're just like, boop, boop, like, what's the problem?
You're going to jail, buddy.
Yeah,
where'd you get these? We're taking Michaels down like, with you.
You cannot. How stupid you do not have a press conference about this. Like, you know, like just leave it. It'll be funny and people will be over it. Like, this is like you know, like someone running the principal's underwear up the flagpole, and then there's like the whole school assembly. It's like now some of you might have noticed my underwear on the flagpole. it's like we're making this so much worse.
Do you see? So there's more than one. There's the one that's looking dead on, and then there's this one, which is the second one in the original post I saw, which as you zoom in gets funnier and funnier.
it looks like they just like they saw like a sexy lady walk by.
Right, right.
It looks like
they all farted.
it looks like in a movie when somebody does a double take, but like the first time they do a normal look, and the second time it's just the huge eyes.
Yeah.
Like the guy in Caddyshack on the boat who's like the little dinghy who's about to get smashed by Judge Smiles' boat.
I feel like
Zeppo now.
No matter how like jaded comedy makes me, like a good hammy double take is always funny to me. It's so good. Yeah. Always.
They should. I mean, like, I think this is the way to go with the Confederate monuments, right?
Yeah, just humiliate
them.
Just
do stupid stuff to them. Don't, I mean, knock them down.
Definitely get rid of them, but if you can't, like, put googly eyes on them.
This one's Revolutionary War, right? I thought it was Confederate. I had a whole thing to do, but then I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
He had all this stuff ready to go.
Redcoats!
I'm trying to see who they were. Revolutionary War Commander Nathaniel Greene is who they stuck it to. Something tells me that this person who did
literally stuck it to.
Someone tells me that this person who did this does not have any strong opinions about Nathaniel Greene and just thought this was funny. If I had to guess,
I'm making
this is disrespectful
statement.
To Nathaniel Greene. It's like, I'm pretty sure this person could not have told you this was Nathaniel Greene.
Right?
I hope they find out it was like a toddler, like it was just like some like little girl that was like, he doesn't have eyes.
My friend Sarah in college, her first apartment, she got like a bulk thing of googly eyes and just put them on like everything in her apartment. Yeah. And it was fucking great. Yeah. It was so fun.
I also love this, like...
You just moved, Eli. Why don't you Google that place up?
Google it up? We could.
Yeah.
Those really big ones they sell are fun.
I was going to say, my friend in college, Philip, he actually had googly eyes, and it was a huge struggle for him.
Oh,
so.
Wow. So it is no laughing matter.
Yeah, he got made fun of all the time.
He had googly eye disease. Did they, when he turned, did they, like,
yeah,
wiggle?
Yeah, they scraped around. They're like gritties.
I hope Gritty, like, ushers in a new era of people appreciating googly eyes.
And, like, well, yeah, but, like, just, like, old school mascots and stuff like that. You don't need, like...
Doesn't need to be realistic. Yeah. Doesn't need to be a real thing. Yeah, just make a weird shape.
Do you have these, like, people who are like, you know what will really get everybody rolling? Just, like, a weirdly, like, buff wolf. It's like, no. Why? No. That's not fun.
I don't want a buff wolf.
Yeah.
I want something weird.
I want a gutter Muppet. That's what I want.
Awful little gutter Muppet.
So, to me, the funniest thing about this is, like, how many times we've had to say, just to describe this story, googly eyes.
Yeah.
Googly eyes.
And, like, it was in the original post, like, in the Savannah, City of Savannah on Facebook, they were who did this?
Who could have done this?
Not me.
This is no life matter. And it's like, are those googly eyes? Yeah. Like they are. And if you just Google googly eyes, this is what it comes up now. And
googly eyes?
I don't know if googly eyes is a registered trademark. Somebody's probably, public information coordinator for the Savannah Police. Everybody's calling them googly eyes. I don't know what to call them. They're little craft store eyes.
They're called googly eyes, idiot.
They didn't do any damage. They're really going to go after whoever this is. It's trespassing. God. It's like we're really pushing it here. Someone needs to be made an example of. Otherwise, there could be all kinds of rampant googly eye fixation going
on. I'm trespassing on a statue? What?
Yeah. Like, this, I'm assuming these statues were in a public area.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I like that he's refusing to call them what he knows they're called because it's too funny of a name.
Craft store.
Humorous craft store eyes.
Approximations.
Yeah, the like off-brand Halloween costume. Like, what do you mean for Halloween? I'm going to be a humorous craft store eyes.
What's you your? Know? Do you have like a favorite example of that? Because I have one.
There's some really good ones, but I don't know if I can remember like. I mean, like, the Mario one, the video game ones are always good because video game characters already have, like, pretty weird backstories a lot of the time, so they have to, like, kind of cover that, but also not, like, it's actually easier to just say, like, Mario than, like,
well, it always
heroic
is.
Italian plumber and turtle friend, like... That's
the Joker ones are pretty good because it's always like criminal clown.
My favorite one is a few years ago there was a Linda Belcher costume and it was supportive burger wife.
Was that your display name for a while?
Yeah. That was like the only time I did a Halloween display name because I loved supportive burger wife so much.
I do remember that she it was supportive. Just like. Like the costume company is getting in on like the joke where there was did you ever see when it was a sexy living tree costume, sexy giving tree, and it was just a big it was like a packaged purchasable costume that I saw was and it's just a big like cardboard cutout of the cover of the Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein.
You just wear with high
and
heels.
And then yeah, it was just like and then it was like rainbow tube socks and that was it.
I know we have to end this episode, but I'm still mad that they. Took down the sexy Handmaid's Tale costume because I thought that was the funniest shit ever.
It's good though,
yeah.
And like they got rid of it because people got mad. And it's like, who is this offensive to? This is a fake thing. This is like it's disrespectful to television.
No,
like, what's
the Handmaid's
problem?
Tale is like real now, so like we have to. Let's check out their call. What's the name of the?
It's the funniest fucking costume. It's so good.
They already did like the because they're already using like the Handmaid's Tale like. It's like Uncle Tom, but there's like it's like an Aunt Mimi or something.
Oh, there's like an Uncle Tom of the Handmaid's Tale.
There's like some character who's like an evil woman. And it's like, guys, maybe we just like dial it back on the pop culture references and just like call this what it is. We don't have to. You
yeah.
Know. Well, what's the name of that company? It's all the same company,
Yandy.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. They do. And they do like, it's just stupid. I mean, a lot of people made this point, but like that costume is like a joke. Like, it's ironic. It's funny. There are, like, 9 million sexy Native American costumes on that website that no one has gotten mad about. Like, what a weird battle to pick.
A sexy terrorist costume.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, sexy convicts, which seems not great. Like, it's... Yeah.
Well, we have sexy convicts now, though, because we have the sexy mugshot guy who became the model.
He got out, though. He wasn't sexy when he was in jail, I hope.
He was the sexy... Well, I don't know. Like, how can he not be
sexy? I don't know. I love
Look
a bad boy.
Yeah. He's married to or dating some like crazy like heiress in England or something.
Yeah. He got super rich because he was a meme.
Sexy felon. That's what he was.
Sexy felon. Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
But like, don't wear like a sexy prison uniform. Jimmy like that's Fallon. Weird.
Jimmy Fallon. Whoa.
Subversive.
The jokes are so good. Jimmy they should Fallon. Be illegal.
Hey.
That's why I call him.
I don't have any more on that.
I'm out of
just
gas.
Wanted to say it out loud.
Just not a yes and, just a yes.
Yeah.
Just, yep. All right, well, I think that should come. We had a surprise Kath run-in. We should get some run-in music for you.
Yeah.
The glass breaks, which may have been outside of the construction anyway. But and Kath shows up. My God.
I want someone to commentate. That was me coming in. Oh, yeah, you weren't here last week. We have wrestling soundboard
God
effects now.
God damn it.
You can't do this, Kenny. You gotta be kidding me. Don't do this.
All right, I'm sending you.
Jesus, that's it. He's dead.
It's not even a cue. That's like a small song.
My favorite one is Stop the Damn Match. I feel like that's good when someone gets burned.
Somebody stop the damn match.
All right.
Enough's enough.
Shelby, I'll be sending you a variety of anime audio clips.
This will almost certainly be the second and last time those are ever used. Don't worry.
Would it really be an episode if we didn't close it with me putting too much pressure on a YouTube video? Because I was going to say,
I think we have.
We can't today.
Yeah, no,
oh, we can't
today.
We have no internet.
See, build it up for next week, and we'll hopefully.
I would just say that'll be one of the things that I get Shelby to clip. Of like,
I will say
there's one American character in JoJo that like says everything he says is still in Japanese except for he goes like, oh no, like a lot, and like it's very good.
So
wait for it. Look forward to that.
So that's coming next week.
So I'm glad we didn't end on putting too much pressure on a YouTube video. We now ended with you explaining a YouTube video.
Yeah, check it out if you have a minute, or don't. There's a lot of spoilers.
All right.
Well. See you later.
Hey guys, plugs.
All right. Come to our show.
Yeah. Oh, October 23rd, 10 p.m.
We plugged it up top.
Okay, good. Yeah.
October 23rd.
The lineup is very, very good.
Tuesday.
It really is.
10 p.m.
We got Josh Gondelman. We got Allison Leiby. We got
Joel Johnson.
Joel Johnson.
Luke Monays.
We got
Luke Nomas.
We got all,
we Luke, got we got David Luke. El Nomo will be making an appearance.
Luke El Mono.
Luke the Mones.
Yeah.
He's like the opposite of a gnome. He's another tall boy.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine somewhere, maybe in an alternate universe, there's a Luke Nomos. Luke Nomes.
And he's a little
small.
Tiny one?
Yeah, he's really small.
Yep.
Luke wear a gnome hat.
No,
that would
we
be
won't.
So mean. Just ruin someone.
You would just be very confused. Like, did you listen to the very end of the episode 2 weeks ago? It's like, I gotta say I didn't, guys. that's coming 2 weeks. Link in the description. Reserve tickets. Come on in. They're free. Come hang out. It's fun.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if did you guys mention last week we do have a... If you don't like follow the Twitter or whatever, we switched because... shipping stuff for t-shirts is annoying, but we have a TeePublic that you can go to now.
Yeah.
And you can get, we have like the logo shirts. They put them on all sorts of weird stuff. You can get them on like
a mug, a sticker,
yeah, or like
a tote,
battery pack, or some old weird shit
phone
that they
case.
Have on there. I think it's, we'll put that link in the description too. I think it's teepublic.com/whatatimepodcast. Or What a Time to Be Alive.
Don't check the link on the
check
thing,
the link. Don't trust
know.
Me. I don't trust me.
And the Patreon, as you know, it's patreon.com/whatatimepod. Bonus episodes. We got a special bonus coming this week. I don't know. Come to Karma for me. I don't care. I got nothing else. What about you guys?
I don't think I have anything. Listen to WrestleSplania and Lie, Cheat, and Steal, please. Thank you. Eli, what you got?
I'm playing poker tomorrow.
All right.
So come check that out.
We'll see you next time.
Everybody go check out
I'm
Eli
checking my Google
poker.
Calendar. I'm playing poker tomorrow, and next Sunday I have to record this podcast.
All right.
Going on. Guys, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.